Hi everyone, happy birthday to us. The podcast today turns 42, my age. It's not a particularly warm and sunny and pleasant birthday, but we're in the warmth of the team car, so all good. Welcome everyone to the last Fendrian podcast of the year, the 42nd of which we've managed to cram into 2016. So if you're listening for the first time, or if you've been with us all that time, or if you've been with us halfway through and listened to a few back episodes, any of those kind of things, thank you very much. Thank you, your participation and your support is much appreciated. If you're enjoying the show, express that support by giving us a share on Facebook or Twitter or one of the other means of social media communication to get us a little bit more well known. I think we're quite happy with the coverage we have locally, so to speak. What we're not possibly as good in terms of coverage is a bit more nationally, and maybe quite a lot of the stuff in the show that's local based, people on a national basis might not be that interested in. But there's bits and pieces in this show that I think even the most ardent cycling fan not from the Fens might be keen to enjoy. So get us out there and get sharing. A couple of topics for this week's discussion. First of which is a book review, and then after that we've got our Rider of the Year awards. This is actually, this thing is not just thrown together. This is a slick organisation of a podcast, let me tell you. This is actually the second go at recording it, because I managed to delete the first one rather than upload it onto our server. Entertainingly enough, I'm trying to remember all the stuff I said last time that was good, and trying to forget all the stuff I said last time that was bad. You can be the judge of that. A book review. How this came about, because we've not actually done a book review before on the show, was a friend of the podcast and Bataf Heineken rider from Amsterdam, Mark Bork, was over a couple of weeks ago, and him and I enjoyed a healthy cyclist's massive curry. Mine and we were discussing people we knew in cycling, and we came onto the subject of the fact that he knows the popular Dutch author Tim Krabbe, who is very famous for having written a book on cycling before it was fantastically trendy to write books on cycling. And his book from the late 70s, The Rider, is a first-person account of riding a hilly French classic in the Cevennes mountain region, with lots of brilliant verbal illustrations of certain riders, and it's just a classic, a modern classic. I hadn't actually read it, which made the discussion on the book pretty quick, because Mark told me bits about it and I said, oh, I haven't read it. Thankfully, he managed to gift me a copy, which I'm very, very pleased with, so public thanks to him for that. And over the period of a couple of nights, I've managed to read it, and I have to say, it's a marvellous marvellous book. So if you haven't read it, get on Amazon, get a copy. I'm sure Tim's not short of a bob or two. He might need some new carbon fibre, though. He still rides into his 80s, I believe Mark said he was. But as a book, as a cycling fan, there's great. As the book gets more and more into detail, it kind of regresses into some childhood memories and kind of starts ranting a bit. And what I really particularly liked about it was, anyone who's ridden a bike race will tell you that you can ride a bike race and you can miss family and friends stood at the side of the road shouting at the top of their voice, cheering you on, and yet your eyes can focus for a minute when you leave the road or the wheel in front of you or lift off your tri-bars or whatever. You can then kind of get yourself sort of noticing an odd-shaped tree, something like that. And that's the kind of stuff that Krabbe draws out in the book. It's a brilliant read, and well worth getting a copy, and well worth looking up his cycling club, the Windjammers of Amsterdam, on the internet if you haven't come across them already. So yeah, thanks very much to Mark for that, and Merry Christmas to you in Holland. We go on now. To the only other item on the agenda for today, which is the Rider of the Year, the Fendrian Rider of the Year. We put this out on our various social media channels, and the Twitter poll has concluded, And I find myself saying for the second time today, but the first time you'll have heard it, Peter Sagan was the runaway winner, which surprised me ever so slightly. I honestly thought Greg Van Avermaet for his Olympic performance would win. But, you know, I can see why Sagan, he's a popular rider, double world champion now, won the Tour of Flanders, green jersey winner of the Tour de France, went on that brilliant escape with the yellow jersey, didn't he, into Montpellier, I believe it was, in the wind. So a great year for the lad. And it's difficult to see where Sagan can improve really now. There's been a lot of talk, as there was with Fabian Cancellara a few years back, as to whether or not he could ever transmit some of that powerful classics form, you know, across a full 12, 14k mountain pass to do that more than once, you know, on consecutive days to become a Grand Tour contender. So, interesting. If I was him, I'd be focusing on doing what I do well and doing it, you know, even better. You know, this is a guy who could win multiple Roubaix, he could win multiple Flanders. So, you know, let's hope that he does, because he's a great guy to watch on the bike. Let's hope that becomes the level of his attainment. But this year he's been marvellous, excellent to watch, and will look good in the rainbow jersey. For me, I think his target will be Roubaix next year, because he's not won that yet. So fingers crossed he'll have that ability to get that one over the line. It'd be great to see the rainbow jersey riding around the Roubaix Velodrome, wouldn't it, winning the race. He won. Greg Van Avermaet second, and of course he's had a great year as well. Greg, there was the Olympic win, which will obviously be obviously for 4 years he'll be the Olympic champion, of course, but also the way that, despite the terrible accident, you know, the broken collarbone in Flanders, when he was, you know, potentially in the form of his life to win that bike race, he came back and he almost reinvented himself as a baroudeur in the Tour de France. He was away to win a stage. He was then away the next day in the yellow jersey. Fantastic, exciting to watch, and of course capped off with that thrilling finish in the Olympics. So he'll be one to watch in the classics next year. Of course, we obviously hope that Jürgen Rolantz or Sepp van Marke wins one, because they're our main men. But you know, for now we will wish those two guys well. So yeah, that covers all this week. Light on news and topics. We are going to take a break now until the new year. So this will be the last podcast 43, will come into January, when we will get back on with the cyclocross roundup. We've been very remiss. We did the first few rounds of the cyclocross, and then we've kind of not let it drift, but we've had other topics to talk about. So we will get back on to that, and we will be discussing that in a bit more depth and getting ourselves up to date with who's doing what, hopefully in time for the World Championships, the Cyclocross World Championships, which are in Oostende this year. So we will be able to get ourselves up to speed and have a bit of background knowledge to back that up. So yeah, that's it. Only really remains for me to say thank you again to anyone who's listened, anyone who's clicked on the website, to those people who bought some kit. Obviously we've got the new sponsored design coming into next year. The classic design will still be available, of course. So thanks. I do mean that genuinely. It's not always easy to get the motivation to put out a podcast. It's not always easy to get the motivation to update the website and all of those things, especially when you're recording it twice. Thanks very much. And please do keep listening, keep sharing, keep supporting us via Facebook. If you search for Fendrian on Facebook, at FendrianEU on Twitter, and of course Fendrian.eu is the website. Give us a shout out. Send us any questions, send us any comments, good or bad, and we'll get round to covering them in the new year. So, finally, leaves me to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we will speak to you on the other side. Thank you very much, and fingers crossed I upload and don't delete this one. Thanks, guys. Bye.